your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on this Monday morning in Manhattan. Here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and the Assistant Director of K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. Got about 7 minutes left. I wish we had like an hour left. Like, I feel like we're just scraping the surface here.
Yeah, this is to your point at the beginning, that there's always seems to be a timeliness to these conversations. So it's good to be able to be here, at least for the time that we have.
And kind of continuing to discuss some of the discussion we had in that last segment that Dave alluded to is it just seems like, especially now anymore, and it's always been this way, but when it comes to, like, for instance, the gun control debate, right? If you're somebody that suggests even just the minorest little tweak of any sort of gun control issue, you'll have some folks that will just say that you're un-American, that you're not patriotic, and just put you in this extreme example. In the same way on the other end, you'll have some folks that will go to the extreme and say that we need to take away everybody's guns, when it's like, on both those ends of the spectrum, they're not reasonable. You're not going to take away every gun in this. If you're thinking that taking away every gun in the country is going to be some sort of way to lessen deaths and that sort of situation, to me, I mean, if that would start a war. That would start another civil war if we just started knocking down people's doors and trying to take the reaction of gun owners, especially some of the more passionate gun owners. I think that would cause more of a problem than a solution in that sort of situation. But again, just trying to find that middle ground and just having that mutual respect for each other's views seems to be the hardest thing right now.
Yeah, right. I mean, and there's usually there's not a panacea often that fixes something real fast, real quick, with just kind of done. This is where I think a lot of this work becomes important, is that we're not going to just do the one thing that's going to fix the problem or going to address, you know, whatever it might be. How do we have the kind of climate where we talk about stuff that is of importance, that is really critical, that we realize that any of these things, whether we're talking about the gun issue or anything else, is that there are multiple layers, there are multiple factors that we need to be considering, and how do we wade through that in a way that's respectful of the entirety of our population, right? The nuance of the person who, I was saying as we were in one of the breaks, that my father is an NRA life member. I haven't shot a gun since I was a Boy Scout, right? An air rifle. I was not a very good shot anyway. So, right, how do we have that kind of range of conversation that's really vital and important, that we have the lived experience, the issues that people care about and are passionate about, realizing those are happening in a context and a time. And one of the principles of a lot of the work that I do and that I teach about are that, you know, for deliberative democracy, this idea that people are engaged in the process, some of this kind of thing, that we that we're open to change over time. So we may come to understanding of an issue, but we realize that maybe in 5, 10, 15 years, we need to revisit that. So any of these decisions that get made, how do we operate in the mindset that this is not the final end-all, be-all, but there's always going to be more work to be done?
Dave, did you have something?
Yeah, I had a call, and the point that I think that I want to express from the caller is that, you know, we all may have different ideas about, you know, what is acceptable and what is not. But also we all have different ideas on what the solutions are, and we're all right. Passionate about something to a particular degree. Now, if you take a look at a lot of the other unnatural leading causes of death that are out there, those by guns are outnumbered by a lot of things like drugs, alcohol, automobile accidents, etc. And there seems to be little effort to try to control the deaths in some of those areas pertaining to some viewpoint. And another thing with the argument about guns is that I hear, you know, you look in fact, I just saw this graph this morning. St. Louis has 62 homicides a year per 100,000 people than the politician. I was surprised Chicago did not make that top 10 list. They had this top 10 list, and Memphis is in there. New Orleans is in there. We don't hear the national outcry about guns in some of those larger cities where they're pretty predominant in causation of murder.
Yeah. I mean, just watching the clock here and on this theme, I think this is where being able to have those critical conversations, you know, bringing in those bits of information, right? The statistics from various places. I mean, Chicago often gets used as you know, this exemplar for kind of the extreme gun violence situation. But, you know, Chicago is a great example for the nuance of this. So Chicago, major city, right? Really diverse population. One of the contributing factors, as a lot of the research points to, is that regardless of what gun laws are in Chicago or not, the surrounding communities, the states, that's where a lot of kind of gun flow comes from. So the argument that often gets made is that guns that enter Chicago are coming from Indiana, other places. That's part of what I think is an important dimension to whatever those major cities are. Like, what are the implications? Where do these different factors come into play? And that's, you know, regardless of how we come out on the back end of a discussion, that's where it becomes, I think, really critical to actually have at least a preliminary, if not, you know, kind of an extended discussion about whatever the issue is, because there are multiple layers. There's multiple factors that come into play. And you know, whether we're talking about guns or childhood obesity or taxes or whatever it might be, this work, we need to be able to talk to each other.
It's always interesting. You hear people talk about the gun control, but they're also the same people that vote against marijuana laws. So it's kind of this weird, like, well, what do you want? Never enough time with Dr. Schaefer.
That's all right.
We'll have you on again soon. Thanks for listening. You missed any of it, go on demand, newsradiokman.com. We'll see you again tomorrow.
How do you stay so calm?
I don't know.
And you just had coffee.
Hey, tomorrow in InFocus, it's Pottawatomie County Day. We'll have some folks in for the County Commission and other activities there to talk about on K-Man. K-State Women's Basketball on the air tonight, beginning at 6:00.